No, you don't.
Paris, I learned something every time we talk. Thanks so much, man, for taking time. I really appreciate it, and I know we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much, my friend.
Thank you, brother. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
That's Paris Denard, the Republican National Committee Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs. And it does beg the question, are we going to have to confront Black Lives Matter directly? Will a nuanced message be enough? I contend, no, it's not. I think a lot of what you just heard from Paris Denard needs to be in the mainstream of our campaign for November 3rd. We simply have to do it. Coming up, a mayor of a major Democrat city has just tested positive for the coronavirus. We'll tell you who it is and how it is. We'll do that coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 3:31, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we're getting some moderate flows there on the 95 westbound at Decatur, also 15 north at Tropicana. Look for some bunching there on the south side of the 15 as well at Desert Inn. You'll touch the brakes at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main, and you're getting some residual slowing there on that transition ramp as you leave Interstate 15 northbound to go 515 east. And there is some overnight road work on the 15 to remember. That's at Silverado Ranch. The outside travel lanes will be affected, as will the on-ramps and the off-ramps, beginning at 7 p.m. tonight.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
Not only have the NHL and the NHL Players Association reached a tentative agreement on their return to play plan, which does include the hub cities being Toronto and Edmonton, so Las Vegas loses out on being one of the hub cities. They have also extended their collective bargaining agreement for another 4 years. The next step in the process, according to ESPN, is voting. The NHL Board of Governors must approve the agreements, and once the NHLPA's executive committee gives the package its approval, the agreement would then move forward to a full membership vote. Sounds like the NHL wants to start the expanded playoff on August 1st.
This sports flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Oh, hi. Okay, guess we should talk about something. Kind of tough to be put on the spot. Not sure what to say. But I know what I'm definitely not talking about. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit. Brought to you by Nauseen.
Jeff, you thought you'd celebrate American independence by shoving a ton of greasy barbecue and beer down your throat, setting off a finale of fireworks in your stomach. Do you A, vomit, B, chug the paint stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauseen?
Take Nauseen.
Correct. Nauseen's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging.
Get Nauseen now in the purple box at Walmart or your favorite store.
This is the Long-Term Care Minute. With over 291 million annuities in force in the U.S., life insurance companies are alarmed as baby boomers are converting their annuities into annuities with long-term care in record numbers. The U.S. government estimates that 70% of people age 65 will require long-term care during their lifetime, with a total cost of over $138,000. So what should you do to prepare? For some advice, we called on long-term care expert and advisor Scott Lehigh. So, Scott, what should our listeners do?
Well, quite simply, we recommend people get a free copy of my book, Tax-Free Money for Long-Term Care, where they will learn about a little-known law that allows them to convert their existing annuity into tax-free money to pay for long-term care. Give me a call right now. The next 30 listeners will receive a free copy of my book.
To get a free copy of Scott's book, call 888-716-6066. That's 888-716-6066.
Less is more. This is true of the 2020 Range Rover Evoque. With dramatic styling and unparalleled capability, the Range Rover Evoque offers much more than you would expect from a compact SUV. And with 0% interest currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, it's never been a better value. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, this hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Give you a little inside baseball stuff. We are normally joined by Tommy White at 4:05 every Tuesday. This, of course, is special session week. The special session of the legislature begins tomorrow, we think, assuming that everybody passes their physical test. Suffice to say, Tommy White is driving to Carson City from Las Vegas, and if he has cell service, he'll talk to us. If he doesn't have cell service, well, he probably won't. So we'll take a chance, top of the hour, and see if we can't talk with Tommy White, because this is going to be so vitally important, what's going to go on over the next few days in Carson City. The governor, by the way, has not ruled out the possibility of a tax increase. So we'll talk about that. I promise you I'd let you hear from the mayor of a major Democrat city. Her name is Keisha Lance Bottom. She's the mayor of Atlanta. Let's go to cut one. And I want you to hear, this was with Joy Reid last night, talking of testing positive for the COVID-19 virus. Here it is.
I'm processing this, all of this. I just received my results. My husband literally has been sleeping since Thursday, which is just not like him. So I decided that we should all get tested. Again, we were tested about 2 weeks ago. We were all negative. And our results came back positive today. And it's a shock, because what I've seen with him is not out of the ordinary for seasonal allergies, which are just about year-round allergies in Atlanta. It's leaves me for a loss of words, because I think it really speaks to how contagious this virus is. And we've taken all of the precautions that you can possibly take. We wear a mask. We're very thoughtful about washing our hands. I have no idea when and where we were exposed.
And how are you feeling, and how is your husband feeling?
Well, like I said, he's been sleeping a lot. That really has been the only unusual thing about him. I feel fine. I suffer from allergies. So aside from just a mild cough and a headache, and it's been a lot going on in our city, so enough to give you a headache. I've not had any symptoms, anything, aside from the fact that my husband's been sleeping so much that would have made me think to even get tested.
And that's why this is so frustrating. Keisha Lance Bottoms, who is the mayor of Atlanta. You may like her politics, you may hate her politics, regardless. But the fact is that this virus, you cannot figure out. We have not figured it out. People that go through all of the protocols, they wear a mask, all of that, and it still doesn't matter. It still does not matter. You go to a grocery store and you put your hands on the cart. Boom! Congratulations! You've just won the lottery, the COVID-19 lottery. No, that's essentially what we're talking about here. And that's why Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and all those people, I respect their knowledge. But the fact is, they don't know. And that's why I came to this conclusion maybe a week ago. That essentially what's going to happen is we're going to have to get a vaccine. Short of that, we're going to have to get therapeutics to where people don't have to go through 3 weeks of hell and being on a ventilator or being on oxygen. I have friends that have been on oxygen for a week or more. And that is difficult. That's why when the president was taken to task, rightfully so, by the way, for saying, for 99%, this is just a piece of cake. My word's not his. And the fact is that that's not what this is. The actual statistic is only 1% death rate. That's all you can say about it. Now, to the 99% that won't die, it ain't a walk on the beach. Trust me, it's not. I know people that have gone through hell, and it's no fun puking up your lunch. Anyway, stick around. More to come. Kellyanne Conway. And this new tell-all book by, what is she, a niece of the president? I mean, is everybody trying to cash in on Donald J. Trump being president? Everybody but Donald J. Trump seems to be profiting quite nicely. Anybody that gets close to him? John Bolton? Anybody gets close to him? Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Our brand new home right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Optimized performance, enhanced capability, and contemporary looks. This perfectly describes the 2020 Range Rover Velar.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget this hour brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller, Mueller and Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller right now. He's waiting for your phone call at Mueller and Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. I want to go to the audio sound bites real quick. One of the things we're going to be talking about in our next hour, and we'll talk about it a little bit in what remains of this hour, and that is the notion that the Clark County School District is going to meet on Thursday, and they're going to come up with, hopefully get approval for, opening schools, reopening the schools. And we will get to that in due time. But I'll simply tell you that more and more people are saying, we need to open the schools. The president has gone on record as saying we need to open the schools. How do you feel about sending your child back? We have seen the statistics where 40% of parents will keep their kids home. Are you in that group if they reopen the schools in August? Are you in that group? Call me right now at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Do you trust our brick-and-mortar schools? Are you willing to send your kids back? We know that kids don't spread these viruses, so we think it's going to be reasonably safe. But would you risk the health of your child, the life maybe of your child? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. First of all, let's go to Kellyanne Conway. This is Cut 2. And she was on with Harris Faulkner this morning. And this is her reaction to the latest Trump tell-all book. Who is it? Mary Trump? And it's the big tell-all book. It's a big nothing burger, folks. It's a big nothing burger. There's like five little things that are mildly interesting, but not of any substance. Nothing that'll get him impeached, I promise you. This was Kellyanne Conway earlier today with Harris Faulkner.
Fox News has obtained a copy of that new book by the president's niece. It includes this conversation by Mary Trump, says she had with the president's sister, her Aunt Marianne Trump Barry. Quote, "We thought the blatant racism on display during Donald's announcement speech would be a deal breaker, but we were disabused of the idea that when white evangelicals started endorsing him, Marianne, a devout Catholic, was incensed. What the," and she used a dirty word here, we'll just say expletive, "is wrong with them," she said. "The only time Donald went to church was when the cameras were there. It's mind-boggling. He has no principles." What's your reaction, or the reaction from the White House, to this book that's coming out?
I'll say a few things. One is that Marianne Trump Barry, the president's sister and the president, have a great relationship as far as I can see, meaning she came to the inauguration almost 2 years after the announcement. And I believe family matters should be family matters. I think the thin-skinned, troubled, living in glass house mainstream media members who think people's families are their business ought to really think thrice the next time they do that. This is like every other book out there, in my view, which is we imbue instant credibility onto anybody, especially those not under oath and writing works of fiction, perhaps, or fiction within a work of fiction, as long as they're out there to get the president. I think reporters ought to focus on getting the story and not getting the president. That's what they're supposed to be doing. The other thing I would just say is something I do know about with respect to Mary Trump's late father, Fred Jr., and the way this president, his brother of 10 years younger, Donald Trump, feels about him. This president got so committed to cracking down on the drug epidemic in our country, inspired first and foremost by the struggles of his own older brother, Fred Jr., who he has complimented as being so handsome and so full of life and so talented and so smart and the heir to the family business as the oldest son, as the oldest child, and that he watched him die of alcoholism at 42. And the president has very publicly said something I've heard privately any number of times, publicly said, Harris, that Donald Trump watching his own brother struggle is why Donald Trump has never touched a drug, had a drop of alcohol, had a drag of a cigarette his entire life. And I've seen him in private settings tell children, don't do that. And so he has committed himself, as has the First Lady. Drug addiction is the public policy issue they work on together. And I think that's what we should take from this president and his memory of his brother. I think there are too many books out there that are never fact-checked. Now we're repeating a conversation that somebody's saying they had with somebody else who isn't even in her own voice in a book. So
well, we see a lot of books.
I'll leave it at that. Yes, I'll leave it at that. Mine will be great one day. You'll love it. I'll come back on and talk about my book one day.
No, she's already pitching her book. Oh, I just absolutely love it. No. Now the White House people are pitching books before they even write them, which I think is great. Kellyanne, hey, be my guest for all that you've had to put up with as a surrogate for the president and a counselor to the president. More power to you. No, really. We're going to take a quick break. What could the, you know, we always talk about in politics and presidential elections, the October surprise. You know, I've told you what I think. In fact, I'll repeat it coming up after the break. But what does Charles Payne think? He of Fox Business News. What does he think the October surprise will be? I'll tell you what I think it's going to be. And it's not terribly surprising. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Front Lines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month. And there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye-Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye-Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye-Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635 or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye-Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun.
best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, this hour brought to you by Bye Bye Fungus Antifungal Serum. It is so unique, so effective, that a patent's been issued by the U.S. government. Call 800-258-3635. That's 800-258-3635. Say bye-bye fungus and hello sandals. Great to have you with us. I want you to hear Charles Payne. Smart dude. And he was on, where was he? This was on Fox News Channel earlier today. He's from Fox Business. He is bullish on what he calls Trump's October surprise. This is cut number three. Go.
There's going to be two October surprises. There will be the economy and COVID-19 deaths. I don't think it's going to be about the cases, because if we have a lot more cases but mortality goes down, that's actually going to be a positive story. A lot of that third quarter, the quarter we're in now, all of that data will pour in October right before the election. Everything for President Trump will be riding on that number. That's why he's pushing hard for more stimulus in this economy. That's why today, this morning, the government announced they're going to pour $2 billion in just two companies to help them speed up COVID-19 vaccines. Wow. And to have the doses prepared for Americans. So they're pushing hard. Those are your two areas that will decide this election. Where we are with COVID-19, I don't think it's going to be about cases. I think it's going to be about mortality and potentially where we are with the vaccine. And more importantly, as important perhaps, the economy. If we can see what we saw just in the last couple of months with jobs coming in significantly better right. than what any expert in the world thought it could be. You know, this morning, I think it was one of these big international organizations said our unemployment rate is going to be 11.5%. We're under that already for the year. Right. So we keep this momentum going, and Americans will feel it, and we want to feel it. We want great news. Forgetting about what side of the aisle you're on, we want great news. Unfortunately, it does not get out there. It doesn't get out there from the financial media. It doesn't get out there from the media. I'm still hearing people saying that the Thursday's jobs report was good. No, it wasn't good. Find better superlatives for an all-time record 4.8 million jobs recovered in 1 month. It wasn't good. It was a little bit better than that.
I just love that kind of news. The Dow was off today a couple of hundred points, which at this point is fine. They are still poised to get back to 29,000. That by the way, is going to be cool. If we get back to 29,500, we will be back to where we were in February at the very height of the, pre-coronavirus pandemic. I think that would be spectacular. Stick around, more to do as we continue. Tommy White, if he's within cell coverage in Carson City, will join us just ahead of the special session. What's he expecting? We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from Tom.